Tonight we'll remain dry and clear, and today will begin bright and dry, while cloud and some rain will move in from the southwest later on in the day. Tonight's low of 11 degrees centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit, will rise to a warm 23 degrees centigrade, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Light to moderate winds will be southerly in direction. I hope they will come and caress your hair, they should do. Jimi Hendrix Experience, and actually that's my climber for the week, which I share with, called The Burning of a Midnight Lamp. A nice letter from Tim Curtis, who writes me a lot of nice letters actually. He went down to the library to find out about dibblers, found out that their Latin name is Antechinus Apicalus, which we knew. It's the speckled marsupial mouse, and they belong to the Dasyurids or something family, and have any relations such as the hairy-footed Sminthopis, and the little spotted-tailed Dasyur. Another absolutely amazing animal he found out was the tiny, fragile jerboa. And there are 25 species of jerboa, 22 in Asia and 3 in Africa, and they're only a few inches long, and they can jump 6 feet. And these jerboas use their tails with a white tuft of fur on the end to communicate by twitching it to each other in the jerboasian language, you see. And their fur is a pale sandy colour. They often live in semi-desert places, spending much of the hot day in cool burrows underneath the sand. And It says here from the book, he quotes, they sleep standing up, but rolled into a ball with their ears folded down. They become rather cramped in this position, and their first action on breaking through the entrance barrier of the burrow is to roll and stretch on the sand. They clean themselves vigorously, grooming each of the large hind toes individually. Isn't that splendid? And they all go for nocturnal foraging wanderings, which is what you should be doing, perhaps. He also found out about some more beautiful animals called honey gliders and sugar gliders and pygmy gliders, which are squirrely things with furry membranes between the front and back limbs that enable them to glide from tree to tree. And they sip nectar too. And he found out about the cuscus, which is a slow-moving animal looking like a short-sighted white furry baby seal with a tail. So there you are, I see Tim Curtis has been doing research into these things. He's got some other things to tell us too in his letter, which I'll read out in just a few moments. And thank you, Tim. Don't forget, by the way, please make yourself a perfume garden badge. I've told you this before and you're probably getting tired of hearing me say it. Or just a badge with PG on it or something. It's important. And, you know, it would be nice if somebody who is really, really important wore one. Somebody like Paul McCartney, you know. But of course, if he did, then everybody would rush out and make them commercially, and that might spoil the whole thing. Anyway, make one, because that way we can communicate better with one another. It's just an idea, but it's important, because in just a week's time, all of us are just going to be part of the wind.
Falling through my heart into loving you, flying wingless, wondering what to do, asking the future for you. Fortune falling with my heart, luck be trusted in time, trusting the breeze to be mine, hoping you'll be part of the wind. Running back to you, I'm waiting for the sun, waiting, hoping you're the one. I won't chase you if you run. Hoping you will be part of the wind. Falling through my heart in loving you, flying wingless, wondering what to do, asking the future for you. Fortune falling with my heart, luck be trusted in time, trusting the breeze to be mine, hoping you'll be part of the wind. Hoping you'll be part of the wind.
Oops, what's all that about? I'm sorry, it's Tim Hardin, and that's called Part of the Wind. I was reading a postcard here from Tony White, and he got another postcard from the British Museum, which has rather a splendid title. It's a very beautiful painting, sort of early ancient Indian type thing.
Have you traveled very far?
You may have heard me read a couple of times a poem about a sparrow which is translated from Catullus, and this is only brief, and I read Latin very badly, and even if you don't understand Latin, it doesn't matter very much because it sounds beautiful regardless, you know, just the words and the flow of the words, they ripple along. So I'm going to do it, and if I'm making mistakes, forgive me in advance. It's called Carmen 3, and it's by Caius Valerius Catullus, okay? Because Lugatio veneres cupidinesque. Let me start again. Lugatio veneres cupidinesque. Et quantum est hominum venustiorum. Passa mortuus est, mei IPRI. Passa delicii, mei IPRI. Quem plus illa oculis suis amabat. Nam melitus erat suam pinorat. Ipsam tam bene quam puella martrem. Nec sese agremio velius merebat. Sed circumciliens, modo hoc, modo illuc. As solam dominam usque pipiabat, qui nunc it per itus nebicosum illuc unde negant videre quemquam, at vobis malicit malae tenebrae, orci qui omnia bella deveratis, tam bellum mihi passa nextulistis, o factum mali, o miseli passa, tua nunc opera meae puerae, rendo turgiduli rubenta celi. Sorry about that first line, couldn't get through that. Anyway, here's Simon and Garfunkel to tell you the rest of the story.
Branches with no sparrow's nest, and my blanket of leaves won't warm her cold breast. Who will love a little sparrow, and who will speak a kind to the swan? The entire idea is utterly absurd. I'd be laughed at and scorned if the other swans heard. And who will take pity in his heart? A starving sparrow. Not I, said the golden wheat. I would if I could, but I cannot, I know. I need all my grain to prosper and grow. Who will love a little sparrow? For all I've created returns unto me. From dust were ye made, and dust ye shall be.
Simon and Garfunkel in the Perfume Garden. I'm out of course, it's a sparrow. 16 minutes now after one, and time I think that we had some of the manic buffoonery of the mothers of them.
Don't be my duchess of prunes. I'm gonna be through the prune in June. It fills your chest. I see your lovely beams, and in that magical cart, I bind your neck. The cheese I have for you, my dear, is real and very new.
New cheese!
Prunes! If they are fresh prunes.
No,
chunk, 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 chunk.
chunka chinkies.
And they just lie there, drowning and sickening, and it's just, I don't know. And I know, I think,
the love I have for you will never end.
Well, maybe. And so, my love, I offer you a love that is strong, a prune that is true.
This is the exciting part.
This is like the Supremes, this is the way it builds up.
Baby,
you feel it?
Baby, baby, baby.
My prune is yours, my love. My cheese for you,
my baby prune to you.
My baby, I do, my baby, I do.
My baby prune,
my baby prune.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Call it by name.
Call any vegetable.
Call one today.
Call
when you get off the train.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Pick up your phone.
Call any vegetable.
Think of a vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Lonely at home.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. A vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know, unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you, covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to hide?
Sells the Mothers an invention there with a couple of things from their LP, Absolutely Free. I was just looking through the climbers and I found a record called, well, it's by a group called Our Plastic Dream, and I've not heard it, so we're going to hear it together here. And it's called A Little Bit of Shangri-La, which is rather a fraught title if you think about it.
I've got a kind of a feeling that I'm gonna
Definitely something going on there. That's called a little bit of Shangri-La, and that's a group called Our Plastic Dream, which is perhaps an unfortunate title. Anyway, the other side is called Encapsulated Marigold, which is a fascinating title. I have to play that. This is Maxwell Street Jimmy from an LP on Bounty called Modern Chicago Blues. It's only 21 bob, I think, anyway, worth having. This is called Crying Won't Make Me Stay, which is one of the better tracks on the LP.
I'm a long gone, baby, long gone. Baby, need a girl, make me stay. Woman and a mom, oh, you to cry, try no, no.
Here's a record for Janet Robinson, who lives in Wirral, and Sally White, who lives in Putney, and Jill Gardner, and a number of other people who've been nice and written. And it's by Jackson C. Frank, and it's called Milk and Honey.
I've got got to leave her and find another. I've got to sing my heart's true song. Round and round the burning circle, all the seasons, 1, 2, and 3. Autumn comes, and then the winter. Spring is born, and one. Silver burned my autumns all too soon. They'd fade and die, and then why there were no others. Milk and honey,
Frank from a Columbia LP, and that is called Milk and Honey. Tim Curtis goes on in his letter and conjures up rather a nice picture of this idealistic place that we've built up around the perfumed garden, and we're going to have an island somewhere, possibly one of these days, where we can all go and nobody will bother us and we live a very beautiful life. And he says, we can have, this is Tim Curtis, he says, we can have a sort of huge mansion community thing with privacy when you want it. Be an art gallery and vast auditorium for groups and any music that anybody wants, and rooms set aside for dibblers and sparrows and starlings. Should also include jerboas and blackbirds. Blackbirds very graceful and timid. It should be large and airy, opening out onto a mosaic terrace and the lawns, bushes and flowers of outdoors, so the little folk shall not feel hemmed in and can scamper out to their little homes in the sunshine when they want to. You must have woods, he says, magic ones, of course, and bright yellow meadows with some gentle cows and lettuce patches, as we shall have to eat, but be vegetarians, of course, sharing food with the dibblers and company. Leaping through the woods will be small, delicate deer with huge, soft brown eyes. And running through the woods, we can have swift silver streams flowing into flower-shaped pools, and otters frolicking among the lilies, playing with fir cones and sliding down mud slides. Dolphins will be talking to us, and fairy penguins paddling in eternal fountains, and many, many beautiful people coming and going, and talking and playing and loving and singing, and there will be no predators, human or animal. And if we're very, very beautiful, we might just be visited by Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore and the fairy folk and hobbits and elves and all, and that would be nice. And sometimes we shall be sad, and that is as it should be, and sometimes we shall find out a little bit more about what it's all about, and that is what we're for. Thank you, Tim. Here's a record for Paul Castle of Birmingham by the Velvet Underground.
goes again. She's knocked out on her feet again. She's down on her knees, my friend. But you know she'll never ask you please again. Now take a look, there's no tears in her eyes. Like a bird, you know she will fly. What can you do? You see her walking on down the street. Look at all your friends that you're gonna meet.
That we all have to overcome. Those are the Velvet Underground expressing curious sentiments, and that's called There She Goes Again. This is Roger McGarth.
Mother, there's a strange man waiting at the door, with a familiar sort of face you feel you've seen before. Says his name is Jesus, can we give him half a crown? Says he's run out of miracles and now his luck is down. Yes, I think he is a foreigner, Egyptian or a Jew. Oh, aye, and that reminds me, he'd like some water too. Well, shall I give him what he wants or send him on his way? All right, I'll give him sixpence. Say that's all we got today. And I'll forget about the water. I suppose it's a little bit mean. But honest, he's filthy dirty. You don't know where he's been. Mother, he asked about the water. I said we hadn't got a cup. Anyway, I gave him a tanner. He really was made up. Said it was little things like that that kept him on the rails. Then he gave me his autographed picture and these three rusty nails. Mother, the wardrobe was full of infantrymen. I asked them, but they snarled, saying it was a man's life. Mother, there is a Centurion tank in the parlour. I asked the officer, but he laughed, saying Queen's regulations. Piano was out of tune anyway. Mother, polish your identity bracelet. There is a mushroom cloud in the back garden. I tried to bring in the cat, but it simply came to pieces in my hand. I tried to whitewash the windows, but there weren't any. I tried to hide under the stairs, but I couldn't get in for civil defence leaders. I tried ringing Candid Camera, but they crossed their hearts. I went for a policeman, but they were looting the town. I went for a fire engine, but they were all upside down. I went for a priest, but they're all on their knees. Mother, don't just lie there, say something, please. Mother, don't just lie there. Say something, please.
Two poems there from Roger McGough from the LP on CBS. The incredible new Liverpool scene. These are the Seeds, and this is called Rolling Machine. That's significant.
Everybody just come along. Gonna ride all night long. Say get on, get on. Ride me, say get on, get on. Ride me, say get on, get on. Ride me, ride my rolling machine. Rolling machine is just like life. Nobody stop the rolling machine. Say nobody roll, I'm a rolling machine. Thinking it's hiding in between. Say get on, get on. Take it on, get on, ride me. Take it on, get on, ride me. Ride my rolling machine with me. I'm gonna take you land of dreams, places that you've never seen. Make you feel so good, so high. Make you feel like you never die. Take it on, get on, ride me. Take it on, get on, ride me. Take it on, get on, ride. Ride my rolling machine with me. Mm-hmm.
final piece called Web of Sounds, and those are the seeds of Rolling Machine. These are the birds, and this is for Angus in Coventry, and it's called Why.
Living.